Welcome to Restoring the Republic. It is February 25th, Sunday, 6 p.m. Central Time. Thank you for joining us. We've got a lot to talk about on the show. We've got a lot of events to talk about upcoming here in Central Texas this week. And we've got a recap of past events for the following week. And for those folks that are all around the country wondering why we talk about Central Texas events, well, figure it this way. Look at it this way. This is a template of what you can do in your area. Every state capital in this union should have the type of activity that's going on here in Austin. If we're going to restore the republic, we should be right there at all these legislatures all around the country. And to start off with, I want to talk about the event in Houston on Monday night, just this past week, Monday night. I made the trip to Houston to meet a bunch of great folks there. They were having a Houston 911 questions meetup, and we had probably, say, between 10 and 15 folks. There were some great people there. Then they're fired up to keep the 911 truth momentum going and building, and they're talking about ways to do that, whether they need to be out in the streets with signs, notifying the public of websites, investigate 911, etc., and they're looking at other ways to get the word out and keep the ball rolling. And I assured them, just like I'll assure you out here, this audience, that we are past critical mass. It's time to redouble our efforts, reload the InfoWarrior material that you have, and redouble your efforts to distribute and keep waking people up. We really have an opportunity now. We've gone into, let me remind people of this quote. I know you've heard it before, but it's a quote by Mahatma Gandhi, and it just says, quote, "First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win." Well, folks, we've had many years of being ignored. We've had several years of being laughed at. We are solidly into step three. We are into this fight, and then it's up to us. Then we win. So, folks, we're in phase three. There's no backing out. There's no, we've got three options. Number one, we can fizzle out and go out with a whimper. Number two, we can go out in a blaze of glory. Number three, we win. And so as far as I'm concerned, there's only one option, and that's number three, is we win. So, folks, we are in phase three of that famous quote by Mahatma Gandhi. So don't let us down. Don't let each other down. There is no such thing as under the radar. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. We just got to get with it and stay with it. So anyway, back to this Houston meetup. Some great folks out there. They're ready to keep the action going and keep the word growing. They were real happy to see anybody from Austin come and visit them. And so it just shows me that we need to be doing more of that, getting out to these cities where they think they're all alone, and we need to continue and network folks together. So once again, I'll refer you to two websites, one of them being meetup.com. That's meetup.com, and also lonelantern.org. That's Gary Franchi's organization, lonelantern.org. And there's plenty of other websites that you'll hear mentioned on this program. So, and by the way, when we come back from this next break, for you folks that are in Central Texas or near enough to drive in, make sure and have your pencil and paper handy, because we're going to be talking about a lot of the events that are coming up in this week. There's a lot of events on Wednesday. There's an event with Boat Rescue Thursday. We have a transportation hearing at the state capitol. And on Friday, we've got a big rally that hopefully will incorporate anti-animal RFID groups with anti-Trans Texas Corridor, with anti-toll folks, with 911 Truth folks, and you name it, everybody we can get on Friday, March 2nd. Be ready, and you can bring your farm trailers, your goats and horses, etc., and we'll give you the information on where to park and what time to meet and the whole nine yards. So it's going to be a real active week here in Austin. But like I say, going back to the Houston thing, it was really a great meeting. We ended up staying out there and almost closing that place down, and we left, and the discussion continued with those folks till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't even leave Houston till the following morning, Tuesday morning, because we were discussing on plans on what we should be doing. Okay, looks like we're going into our first break. All right, you're listening to Restoring the Republic. We're on live on Sunday. We're going to do call-ins also, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. Once again, it's February 25th. We're on live on the air at 6:08 p.m. Central Time. We're going to take calls during this hour. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Our guest between 6:30 and 7 will be Anton Smith. Anton Smith is taking on the leadership role in a group called FluorideFreeAustin.org. If you want to check out his website, fluoridefreeaustin.org. And also, between 7 and 8 o'clock, we're going to have Hank Gilbert on the air talking about the March 1st and March 2nd events coming up. He was instrumental in leading the charge against NAIS and has been still instrumental in that, and also ran for Texas Agriculture Commission in 2006 and just came up a little bit short. But nonetheless, it's just a matter of time till we start getting people like Hank Gilbert in office. So stay tuned for the program, and we'll be talking about those issues. Okay, some of the things that are coming up on Wednesday, if you go to voterescue.org on Wednesday here locally in Austin, there will be a meeting at the hearing room in at the state capitol, and the location of that hearing room is E2.028. That's E2.028, and that's going to be on Wednesday, February 28th. It should be at 2 p.m., but the thing to do is go to the voterescue.org website before you go to this event at the Capitol on Wednesday with Vote Rescue. Go to voterescue.org, And there are phone numbers to call and also emails to contact Vicki Karp or Karen Rennick. And Karen Rennick's number, I'll just give it out on the air right now, is area code 512-496-7408. Once again, Karen Rennick, area code 512-496-7408. Get the complete details on this meeting. There will be a public hearing. You will have an opportunity to speak. And what that is about, if you're familiar with Vote Rescue, and if you're not, what Vote Rescue does is they fight to get back the integrity of the voting process here in Texas and beyond. They're going against the electronic voting machines and fighting to get back hand-counted paper ballots, the best and least fraudulent opportunity to have a real vote and a real election. So, folks, get behind Vote Rescue. I met Vicki Karp Friday just by accident. I did go to the big Barack Katrina Obama rally that occurred on Friday, and I will be giving an update here in a little bit about that, what went on there. But I did happen to see Vicki Karp there, and she informed me about this upcoming meeting on this Wednesday. So be sure to check out VoteRescue.org and call Karen Rennick, and I believe Vicki's contact number will be on that website as well. So you can find out about going up there and giving them your 2 or 3 minutes of comments, however long they'll allow. And I tell you what, a lot of people think those are dog and pony shows, that they don't count for anything. I'm telling you, I've been to so many things. They really are a thing of beauty, because most of these folks that are involved in implementing these programs are so compartmentalized, they don't know what's going on. Okay, now going to Thursday, one of the best websites I found to find out about all the events coming up Thursday and Friday is you go to farmandranchfreedom.org, farmandranchfreedom.org. And for those of you that listened last week, you heard us talking about the March 1st and March 2nd events. On March 1st will be a transportation hearing, and I'll have to get the details for that next break and the bottom of the hour. I'll give you the details on that. Right now, let's go ahead and talk about the March 2nd event on Texas Independence Day, Friday, March 2nd. The march will begin at 1:45 p.m., so you can show up, and there's room to park at around 1:30 p.m. on Friday here in Austin at the intersection of Red River and Cesar Chavez. And in the northeast corner of that intersection, there's a big parking lot, and that's where you'll be able to park. You'll be able to bring your horse trailers and animal trailers and bring your animals, bring your kids, bring whoever you can, grab as many people, and come on down. The water will be fine, and we'll be out there doing a march on the Capitol. We're going to have a musical performance by Jimmy Vaughn. Jimmy Vaughn, one of the great patriots down here in Texas, in Central Texas, has been behind a lot of our efforts. And his website is jimmyvaughn.com, so check out what's on his website there. And he's going to perform on Friday. And some of the speakers that we're going to have, partial list. Wow, I see Alex Jones has been added to the list. Awesome. Okay, let me start at the top of the list. Go to farmandranchfreedom.org to see the full list, and even that is not a complete list. We're going to have Penny Langford Freeman. She's the district director for Congressman Ron Paul. Hank Gilbert, who will be our guest between 7 and 8. He's the 2006 Democratic candidate for Texas Agriculture Commissioner. We're going to Liz McIntyre, co-author of Spy Chips, How Major Corporations and Government Plan to Track Your Every Purchase and Watch Your Every Move. Michael Badnarik, Libertarian candidate for president 2004. John Dromgoole, the natural gardener here locally. Most folks in Central Texas that listen to 590 know John Dromgoole. Judith McGeary, our guest from last week, farmandranchfreedom.org. If you'd like to learn more about Judith McGeary, she's the one that's helping stop the animal RFID program here in Austin, Texas. Linda Curtis, one of our former guests on this show as well, executive director of Independent Texans, her website, indytexans.org. David Stahl, co-founder of CorridorWatch.org, great fighter to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor, and he's just been a total information warfare specialist about the Trans-Texas Corridor. He's got people in his organization from all over the state, in the majority of counties all over the state, and had several resolutions passed in these counties against the Trans-Texas Corridor. One of my favorite folks is coming out as well, Terry Hall, regional director of the San Antonio Toll Party. If you haven't heard this lady speak and get fired up about what's going on in San Antonio with their toll roads, you need to come just so you can hear this lady, Terry Hall, homeschool mother of six. So those of you out there that say you don't have time to do stuff, you think about Terry Hall, homeschool mother of six, and the involvement that she does to help save this country. Alex Jones, what can we say? The guy lives 28 hours in a 24-hour day. He's going to be there. Gina Parker, National Issues Chairman of Eagle Forum, and that's a group that's out here fighting this HPV vaccine issue that Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, Mr. 39%, is trying to slam onto all the young ladies here in Texas. Well, I tell you what, that's just, and that's not a complete list, but folks, if you can't get fired up and get out to this meeting on March 1st, then I don't know what it's going to take. All right, the calling number, 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. After the bottom of the hour, we will have a guest talking about fluoridefreeaustin.org. That'll be Anton Smith. I'd like to take some calls now if you're out there listening. And in the meantime, while we're waiting for calls, I'd like to talk about all you folks that are out there in these alphabet agencies. All you folks that are out there in these alphabet agencies, CIA, FBI, FCC, etc., NSA, FEMA, on and on, all you folks. Most of you folks are good folks. I understand that. Most of y'all are compartmentalized. You may know what's up. You may not know what's up. And there's some of you in the know that know what's going on. Well, I tell you what, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about this real hard. On 9/11, the powers that be knew the Trade Center Towers 1 and 2 and 7. The powers that be knew darn good and well that those towers were coming down. They allowed your compatriots, your friends, the firemen and police of New York City, and the first responders, in classic terrorist fashion, they create an event, bait in the first responders, police, firemen, medical personnel, etc. They bait them in, and then the second event takes the first responders out. If you're in an alphabet soup agency, and you're involved, and you think you're part of the system, and you're going along to get along, guess what? The powers that be view you just as expendable as they did those forces, those first responders on 9/11. So as if it was not bad enough that you had regular citizens, regular just working folk that were down there in the World Trade Center Towers 1 and 2 that day working, just trying to make a living to put food on their table, roof over their head. The level of evil that the powers that be have is way beyond that. Look at what they did to your folks that thought they were part of the system. And even to this day, those folks, those first responders that went to the World Trade Center Towers and survived the event on 9/11 itself, now many of them are dying from the after effects of inhaling all the asbestos and all that hazardous material, all that dust that the folks there were lied to, that, oh, it's safe to breathe, etc. So if you're involved in these outfits and you think you're part of the system, and you think you're going to keep moving forward with the illegal agenda, the outside of the constitutional agenda, well, I got something to tell you. And it's just like Mr. T said over and over, one of his famous quotes, "I pity the fool. I pity the fool." All right. We got a call from Arkansas. Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing? I wanted to offer a short, definitive definition of 9/11 for you, if I could, please.
Go ahead.
In Daniel 8:11, or 8:3, "Then I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and beheld, there stood before the river a ram which had two horns. The two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last." Okay, were not the Twin Towers in New York before a river? Were the buildings high? Was not one of those higher than the other? And, of course, the higher building was indeed built and finished last. These are undisputable facts. If you look in Daniel 8:7, "And break his two horns, and cast him to the ground, and stabbed upon him." And then I'd offer, if you'd slide over to Revelation 6:1, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder. Did not people say a great noise like rumbling thunder? Explosions of great noise, thunder just above one sounds like a high-powered handgun. And let's not forget about the military campaign, Operation Rolling Thunder. Folks, I suggest that we're getting ready to open the second seal about the Red Horse, and I think that we can start explaining this stuff if we'll get people to understand what time it is in history.
Jerry, I agree with you. We all need to know what time it is, and we need to be working to defend and prepare for whatever's up ahead. Folks, Jerry, hang on, and we'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Restoring the Republic, and RBN Live will be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. My name is Richard Rees. I'm your host. We're going to go back to Jerry in just a second, but before we do that, we need 10 million good folks out there in the United States, 10 million households, to go to rbnlive.com. Go to rbnlive.com. Select on the left side, there's a button that says products and services. Go to the online store. Go to the online store, and then once you open up the online store, there's a variety of items there. Click on shortwave radios. As a matter of fact, I think I'll recommend to the webmaster that maybe we separate this one item I'm about to tell you about. Not only should you have a shortwave radio as part of your preparedness kit, you should go and get a shortwave radio. So go ahead, and while you're looking at this other item that I'm about to talk about, which is called Sea Crane's Digital FM Transmitter. You can turn your computer at home into an FM transmitter and listen to RBNLive.com and other networks and other programs, other great patriot, Christian, freedom-loving shows, 911 Truth shows. Turn your computer into a radio. That way you've got the convenience of listening to any FM radio in your house. You could have it in your bedroom, bathroom, wherever in your house, including your car outside. And also probably reach one or two of your neighbors, maybe three or four of your neighbors out around you. So we need about 10 million of these units sold all over the United States and around the world to help wake people up so that anywhere you can drive around, you could be fishing around on the FM dial and find some programming that's worth listening to that's not been co-opted by the FCC with the illegal extra-constitutional tactics of the powers that be, with their unlimited money, unlimited resources, buying all of the FM spectrum, buying all of the VHF spectrum, buying the UHF spectrum, buying all of the spectrum that's out there to be had, and not allowing any for we the people. All right, Jerry, are you still on the line with us?
Yes, I am, Rich. And all right, the other thing that one of your engineers, they gave me an 800 number to try and find a fax number. I wanted to be able to fax to you 6 pages of a legal action, an estoppel legal action that's been filed, served against the President of the United States and the Governor of Arkansas, as I'm one of these individuals that just can't wait for committees to come up with an idea.
Jerry, can you email that to me?
I don't have a computer, but okay. You guys can get it at this.
I'll tell you what. This is what I need you to do, is give me a call, 512-828-7240. 512-828-7240, and I'll have to get with you and get you a fax number, a good fax number to send that to me.
All right. So I'll call after your show, maybe?
Well, it won't be tonight. Yeah, just call after the show, but I won't be able to respond to you tonight. It'll be Monday.
All right. I'll catch you Monday.
All right. Thanks a lot. Just leave me a message on that phone line.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Jerry. All right. I appreciate the good work that Jerry's doing out there. That reminds me of another thing that's going on, which I'll cover right after when we come out of the bottom of the hour break. I'll cover about the effort to impeach George Bush over in New Mexico, and I'll give you folks information on how you can get involved in that effort. Also, Tom, our producer, I want to thank Tom for being here every Sunday and doing the work that he does. And he just put up a message on the screen, tells me to let folks know about the new Aaronizers that we have. There's great deals on closeouts. So while you're on rbnlive.com shopping for your Sea Crane digital FM transmitter, for your preparedness items, for your shortwave radios, for books, audio, food, seeds, air purifiers, Berkey water, you name it, we've got it all online there at rbnlive.com. So be sure and check it all out, and especially get that FM transmitter. We need tens of millions of these out there sold out there all over the United States so we can amplify and move our efforts forward. Now, folks, I started out talking about the Houston 911 meetup group that was on Monday night. And as always comes up on these 911 events, 911 Truth, the question is, what's the best approach? What's the best way to try to wake people up? And one of them, obviously, is to just have DVDs, just briefly talk or just hand them out to folks, the DVDs of your choice. There's so many out there. I just saw a great DVD this past Thursday night presented by Kevin Barrett at the Unitarian Church here in Austin at 4700 Grover. I'd like to thank the folks there at the location there at 4700 Grover for opening up their doors to our events. That is really a great thing. They've got a great audio-visual system there. So if you're around Central Texas and you have a chance to go to an event there, I would recommend you make it out, because they've got a almost theater-quality setup, if not even just comparable to a big theater. Anyway, we saw a DVD called 911 Press for Truth. 911 Press for Truth. It was a really good and well-done DVD video. I would recommend folks checking it out. I'm sure there's probably excerpts on YouTube if you just searched it on YouTube. But that was a great event there at the Unitarian Church with Kevin Barrett, one of the broadcasters. It's on rbnlive.com as well, and covered a lot of information. But basically what I want to say is, over the years, I have just one-on-one, mano-a-mano, taken on the education side of trying to wake people up about 911 Truth. And one of the favorite tactics that I've come down to is just boil it down to a real simple thing, and I'll ask them, do you remember Building 7? Try this out, folks. When you're talking to somebody about 911, start out with this question. It's very important. Just start out with this question, because you can illustrate so much of what's wrong in our country by just asking this question. Do you remember Building 7? The folks that don't know, they're just going to say, I don't know. And then you've got folks that are in the choir. And you'll find out right there, if they're in the choir, then you don't need to run down 911. You can talk about other issues. If they're awake about 911, then that gives you open door. You know, this is somebody in the choir that knows a little bit about what's up, and you can talk about other issues that are up that maybe they don't know about. But let's just continue with these folks that say, I don't remember Building 7. I don't know about Building 7. And I'll just point out to them right now, right then, say, I want you to remember this moment, because this is what proves to you that the mainstream press media are a pack of liars and omitters, that they don't talk about Building 7, they don't show you Building 7 anymore, because they're brainwashing you. So that's right. Tom says fire away with the information war. I'll finish covering that about how to talk about people in 911 that I found that you should try right after this break. You're listening to Restoring the Republic on RBNLive.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
That's right, powers that be. You're in for a shakedown. All right, we've got our guest lined up. He's going to be coming on the air in just a second. I wanted to finish up talking about my favorite approach that I found to explaining 911, to trying to wake people up about 911, and that's to simply start out with the question, do you remember Building 7? Okay, right there, boom, you're going to find out what place these folks are at right there. They're going to tell you, I don't remember, which many folks do not remember, and that in itself right there is a big point of being able to tell people and show people and demonstrate people the type of brainwashing and mind control that's going on, because you can remind them right there that, look, Building 7 is the building that came down about 6 or 7 hours after the World Trade Center Towers 1 and 2. No plane hit it, and yet the mainstream media has virtually erased it from your mind and virtually erased it from your brain. So I feed them that right then and there about Building 7, and then I don't give them any details about the rest of the story about Building 7. I just tell them, look, at this point, I would tell you to go onto your favorite search engine on the internet, type in WTC7, and read away, and you try to learn for yourself what's occurred with Building 7. All right, folks, we've got our guest coming up. And that's going to be Anton Smith with Fluoride Free Austin. He's agreed to take the leadership role in this group to have the soft kill weapon fluoride taken out of our water. So without further ado, let's bring up Anton Smith. Hello, Anton. Are you there?
Yeah, Richard. How you doing?
All right. How are you? Tell us what got you interested in this and what's going on.
Well, I've heard a lot of things about fluoride in the past and the dangers of it. And you're probably the person that sparked an interest in me to actually starting the group. I was watching your Access TV show here in Austin, and, you know, we have reached a critical mass, like you said, as a whole, that people just need to step up to the forefront and take charge of at least one issue and push that issue. And I thought that fluoride was a good one to push because it is a, you know, to me, it is a way that the quote-unquote New World Order is medicating the whole of the nation, and it really dumbs everyone down when you look at the facts.
Absolutely, Anton. I tell you, in my business, I'm witnessing firsthand that the younger folks just don't have the cognizant skills that they should have at that age. They should be sharp as a whip. And so I know that these dumbing down things that are going on, fluoride, aspartame, mercury, you name it, the fluoride is probably just the tip of the iceberg. But I tell you what, it's a great place to start, and I appreciate you taking this on, Anton. So how many folks have already lined up to be in this group so far?
Right now, well, we're having our first meeting, first public meeting coming up this coming weekend. But we have probably about 15 people already, just by word of mouth and from our webpage, that have you know, volunteered to help out and really push this issue here in Austin. And we have a local dentist and a local doctor as well that's in on it. So that's really going to help out a lot, I think.
That's what's so great is the quality of people that we're drawing into our movement now. I mean, we're getting professionals at every level, whether they're lawyers, doctors. That's like last week we had Judith McGarry on with the farmandranchfreedom.org, and she's an attorney herself. So we're getting such a broad – I mean, we've always had great people in this movement, but now we're bringing people from all the broad-based spectrum. So it's good to see that that's what's happening in your group. Tell us your website and tell us the details of that meeting.
Well, the website is fluoridefreeaustin.com, and just I wanted to let everybody know, make sure they know how to spell fluoride. It's kind of tricky. It's F-L-U-O-R-I-D-E. A lot of people spell like F-L-O, but it's F-L-U-O-R-I-D-E, fluoridefreeaustin.com. And our first meeting is going to be at a really great local bookstore here in town called Brave New Books. It's at 1903 Guadalupe. Right at Guadalupe and MLK here in Austin, Texas. And it's going to be March 3rd at 3 p.m.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, for you folks that are listening to RBN Live and to this program right now, Restoring the Republic, if you would, check out Anton's website because there's a template for you to work with in your area of the country, wherever you're located. I recommend that all these places around the country start up these different group-focused issues, whether they're about electronic voting, taking fluoride out of the water, taking mercury out of the air, the atmosphere, you name it, taking aspartame out of all these products that are in your regular supermarket. You need to get involved and take these soft kill weapons out, and fluoride is as great a place to start as any. It's definitely dumbing down the people, and the last thing we need are dumbed down people. So, Anton, I was just wondering, I know that you came out and helped us, and you did a great job helping us do the on the toll road issue, handing out flyers there, and I really appreciate your help, and I want to thank you once again.
No problem. That was another issue that I really felt was very important. It just goes to show if you let the government push you around, they'll do it. And that was really the second. I used to be involved with Vote Rescue. I still am, and I'd done a parallel election with them, and I figured it was time for me to step it up a notch and you know, start a new group, and hopefully others will follow along. And I just want to say, you know, I'm just a regular guy. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a dentist. And anyone can start a group like this, and you will find, like you said, the quote-unquote credible people to join along with you, like the doctors and the dentists that are, you know, people, more people that aren't, you know, say, in our movement are going to listen to. You know, they're going to say, oh, well, this dentist thinks that fluoride's bad and it'll give you bone cancer and all of this. You know, it really leaves a little more to the movement.
That's right, and I really appreciate you heading that group up. And I know that we kind of struck out on our first little at-bat where the city council here in Austin was renewing the contract to get the fluoride, and I thought it was real interesting that the company that provides that base chemical, I don't remember, the fluorosilicic acid, I think is the name of it, right? Is that fluorosilicic acid? That's what they use to...
Yeah, it's fluorosilic acid. It's a hazardous waste from... fertilizer production. So it's actually just a chemical waste that they put in our water.
And so it's also from the aluminum industry as well, right?
Right.
I think I remember George Gordon on the show talking about how that I think it was Alcoa through the Mellon Foundation. Is that correct? Mellon Foundation actually
yes.
Conspired and worked back several decades ago to get the fluoride put in our water.
Yeah, they didn't want to have to pay to have it all disposed of, so they come up with this clever idea of you know, putting it in the water in these very minute amounts and telling us that it was good for us, which, you know, through, you know, clinical studies now, that has been proven to be false, that, you know, fluoride, it does little to no good. It's actually bad for you to ingest it, and it's really only good topically, and that's really a matter of opinion that will, you know, in that sense as well.
What are some of the negative effects on the human body and human brain and human organs that are involved in the fluoride?
Well, fluoride, it can damage brain cells. Animal studies conducted in the 90s by the EPA found dementia-like effects at the same concentrations used in fluoridated water, which is one part per million. And human studies have found adverse effects on IQ levels, as low as 0.9 parts per million on water, and 1.8 parts per million among children with, you know, adequate nutrition. So it literally dumbs you down.
That's right. And also, I can't remember which doctor it was that I heard, and maybe it's in that, you still have that DVD, what's it called, Fluoride Deception?
Yeah, Fluoride Deception, yes.
I don't know if that's the doctor that is on that DVD, but I actually heard one doctor saying that the fluoride apparently helps calcify some of your glands, and one of them is your pineal gland, which is suspected to be the seat of the soul. So this could literally help calcify the pineal gland, which is the seat of your soul. And have you ever heard that?
I haven't, actually. I have to look that up. I know it affects the thyroid gland, and the whole it's basically an endocrine disruptor. But I'll have to check that out.
Right. The pineal gland is supposedly the seat of the soul, and I wish I could remember which doctor it was that was talking about that, but that's another suspected effect from fluoride. So it literally weakens your will to defend yourself, weakens your will to defend your country, and just weakens your will altogether, makes you less willful and less strong-minded.
That is exactly what a lot of people perceive. I haven't seen that exact information, but I'm definitely going to look that up.
Okay. That might be worth a Google search. But I think without a doubt, I've heard many times about the fluoride in the water. And actually, it's ubiquitous now. I mean, you can't even avoid it by the food that you eat, right?
Oh, well, no, because, I mean, you're still, you know, through all the fertilizers that they use, and especially in GMO foods, you're still getting a fluoride residual from those pesticides that they use, as well as the fertilizers even. And that's one of the big pushes that a lot of the big fluoride groups that are pushing to get, you know, fluoridation stopped nationwide is that, you know, we're already receiving that, you know, acceptable one parts per million, you know, just within our daily lives of just eating food and such. So, you know, adding it to our water and basically forcibly medicating the public is very unneeded.
Right. It's definitely frustrating to learn when you do find out about the ubiquitous nature of the fluoride, how that almost everything you ingest now, even if you're just ingesting soda pop or any kind of fruits, vegetables, any kind of food now, it's got some fluoride in it. So we are being way overdosed due to the fact that much of the agricultural water is also treated with fluoride. So, all right, we've got a caller for you here. We've got Mike here in Texas. Hopefully you've got a question for our guest, Anton Smith, with fluoridefreeaustin.org. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, Richard. Doing a great job, as usual.
Well, thank you.
You're doing a lot. This is Mike from Gonzales, Texas, and, of course, we got fluoride in the water here, too. Anton, are you going to be able to come speak to some of these surrounding communities with some doctors or something where we can get it out to the city council? I'm actually running for city council here, and we'll probably be on the council in June. What is the procedure that we can do in these smaller communities to get the fluoride out of the water? Do we need to direct the city manager to do that, or have you? Do you have anything on your website?
I don't have anything on the website about the direct action to take right at this moment, but there's two or three different ways that you can go about it. The first thing you're going to want to do is to get someone in that area to start a group just like I did, and all you have to do is start your website. Even if your area is small enough, you won't even need to do that. Print up some flyers and get some information out to people that are interested. And then the first option is to approach city council, because city council has the ability to override the memorandum themselves. They can just take a vote on whether or not they want to fluoridate the water or not. And if that doesn't work, then you can push for petition signing and actually get it put up for a vote.
You know, one of the things they're putting out, because I did say something to one of the city girls up there that's in charge up there at the city hall. You know, I told her about the fluoride in the water, and it's not good for us. She goes, you know, the first comment they always make is, well, you know, our children's teeth are going to rot out. You know, that's the first thing they say when you say take the fluoride out of the water. I think the first thing we need to do is try to get that myth, some doctor or somebody to come up with, a pamphlet or something to show that's not true. As far as I know, it's not true, is it, Anton?
Oh, that's not true at all. The fluoridation of water has done no change to dental health, and they make say that it does because, you know, throughout since fluoridation started in the 60s, you know, dental hygiene in itself has advanced. And, you know, you look at 97% of Western Europe, they don't fluoridate their water, and the amount of cavities and dental problems that they have there are just the same as we have here when we have fluoridated water.
Well, my response to her was, you know, you can go ahead and give that fluoride to your children, but, you know, don't force feed it to me. And that's
exactly
what they're doing. They're force feeding it into the water supply and into my body.
I totally agree. And it is a forced medication, and you have no choice. As far as, you know, for children, you know, the American Dental Association, I believe it was a year ago, sent out this big warning on how, you know, people with infants and children under the age of 2, I believe, they're told them, you know, do not use fluoridated water for, you know, their formula, or do not give them fluoridated water because it's bad for their bones. And if that's not a sign, you know, if a small child, you know, is going to be, you know, damaged by this water fluoridation, it shouldn't be there at all. You know, I'm not a rich guy. I can afford bottled water, and I can afford, you know, water purifiers. But for the, you know, poor people and people that are even just above the poverty line, they may not even think of that option to buy purified water.
Well, when you go out to eat here, you know, in Austin or Gonzales or some of these people that put them in the water, you're getting it in the tea, and probably it's on the food, too, where they wash the food, so you can't even go out to eat without
totally
getting it in your system.
I agree. And like Richard said, you know, 90% of all, you know, soda manufacturers, they use fluoridated water. You know, they just carbonate it. They don't purify it.
Hey, Anton, let me jump in here with Mike. Mike, I wish you luck there in Gonzales on that city council race, and hopefully once we get more people that are like-minded, like Mike down in Gonzales, and constitutionally minded, then a lot of these problems will go away a lot quicker, because, Mike, you're able to bring it up on your own there in city council and present your colleagues there on the city council and wake them up. Mike, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. It's going to be a challenge, but I tell you, without these local micro stations that are up all around Central Texas and Oklahoma, and, it's going to be a challenge getting the word out, since you did bring it up, Richard, that the FCC and the government is controlling these radio stations down to the bottom line is that, you know, it's all what the government wants to get out, and the people are not being able to get their word out. And what I'd like to say is that people here in Gonzales County, which is two counties over from Austin, some of y'all that are listening out here got to know that you are very fortunate to have this radio show. Not only Richard, but other people on this network that you're listening to right now. So what we need, Richard, is we need to get some more volunteers to
that's right. We
maybe
need to keep
move
waking
that
up.
Station.
Folks, Mike, I hate to interrupt you. We're fixing to go to break. One of the things you can check out is that the American Dental Association now, they're even against fluoride in the water for infants. So, folks, that should tell you something. We'll be right back after this break with Anton Smith with FluorideFreeAustin.org. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back. to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and yes, we have to keep the faith. Okay, I left out the details of an event. We've got Anton Smith holding on. We're going to finish up with him in just a second, but I've got to give you this information about the public hearing that's going to occur March 1st, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., March 1st, here at the state capitol in Austin, Texas. One of our allies in the Trans-Texas Corridor fight and the toll road fight is Senator John Corona, chairman of the Transportation and Homeland Security Committee. This guy's got a big office in one of the wings at the Capitol. I was there distributing DVDs. So this guy has got some power at the Capitol, and good news is he's one of our allies in this fight. Be there at the Capitol Extension Auditorium. That's room E1.004. That's room E1.004. Just write that down and ask for information at the state capitol, E1.004, and you'll be instructed on how to get there. That starts at 8:30 a.m. We need as many folks to get there as possible to put in public input. All right, Anton, I'm sorry to take your time. This is our last segment with you. What would you like to add to it? And we got a caller named Steve. Go ahead. Let's bring up Steve and ask this question. Steve, you got a question for Anton Smith on the fluoride issue?
Is there any truth that Hitler actually used fluoride in Germany during his term, and you know, when Hitler was in office?
Okay, go ahead, Anton.
Hitler used fluoride in the concentration camps. I've read that on several sites. I don't know quite where that information came from.
No, that's what I'm trying to determine, too, whether it's or not it's fact or fiction.
Steve, I've seen several accountings of that. I have no reason to believe that is not true. It rings and smacks of truth to me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. All right, Anton, in closing, give us the details of the meeting and your website.
All right, the website, again, is fluoridefreeaustin.com. And if anyone out there is on MySpace, we have a MySpace account as well. It's myspace.com/fluoridefreeaustin. And the meeting is here in Austin, Texas at Brave New Books, 1903 Guadalupe. That's on the corner of Guadalupe and MLK. And it's this Saturday, March 3rd at 3 p.m. And I just wanted to tell anyone out there that wants to, that's in another Texas city that's driving distance, or even if you want to email me and I can help you set up a group there in your local town, and we can turn this into fluoride-free Texas, you know.
Anton, that is just awesome. I appreciate you taking this on, taking the bull by the horns and taking action. I would like to encourage all the listeners out there to just – here's an example, folks. I've had on here week after week after week since I started on January 7th of regular folks just like myself. All I am is a grunt in this war. That's just me. I'm just a grunt, just a regular guy. I had no intention or idea of ever even doing what I'm doing right now. I'm way out of my envelope. But you know what? This is your country, and these are your kids and your progeny we're talking about. Anton Smith, thank you and your group so much. I'm planning on being there for your first meeting so we can launch it.
Thanks for having me on, Richard, and I'll see you Saturday. Or I'll probably see you tomorrow. I think I'm going to be on your TV show.
Right? You bet. That's right, folks. Make sure you tune into Access Cable tomorrow night, Channel 10. Access Cable tomorrow night, Channel 10 at 9 p.m. We're going to have Anton Smith there, and we'll have a partial DVD presentation. What's the name of that DVD?
It's called The Fluoride Deception. It's kind of an overview of a book.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, make sure and tune in here locally in Austin, Channel 10, 9 p.m. Anton Smith, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon. We're going to the end of the show. I'll talk to you off the air later after the show, and we'll line up tomorrow night. And, folks, you're listening to rbnlive.com. This is Restoring the Republic. And that is what we will do with God's help. We will restore this republic. We're in phase 3 of this fight. First they ignore you. Then they laugh at you. Then they fight you. That's the stage that we're at, folks. We're at critical mass and beyond. It's just a matter of us having to follow through. We've got three choices. Go down with a whimper, go down in a blaze of glory, or win. I don't know about you, but to me, there's only one, and that's we've got to win. Number 3 is all we have. Folks, we'll be right back with our guest, Hank Gilbert, after this break.